You're listening to SBS News.
In his first comments on the Afghanistan war since the reported withdrawal of all remaining Australian troops, former Prime Minister John Howard says he regrets the death of 41 Australian soldiers, but insists Australia's mission has been accomplished. While Australia is getting ready to close the final chapter on its longest war, a precarious future awaits scores of Australia's Afghan interpreters and staff now in danger of Taliban attacks. The Prime Minister that sent Australia to the war, John Howard, says they must be protected with asylum.
It is clearly the case that they could be in danger of retribution. We have an obligation to help them, if necessary, by giving them visas to come to live in Australia. That is a moral obligation we have, and it was a moral obligation that was shamefully discarded many years ago when we pulled out of Vietnam, and I do not want to see a repetition of that failure in relation to Afghanistan.
But some Afghans who assisted Australia are being denied visas because they were employed by subcontractors. SBS News has spoken to several who are now in hiding after receiving death threats from the Taliban. Mr. Howard says Australia bears a moral responsibility towards them.
It's all a question of the circumstances. I don't think it's something that should turn on some narrow legalism. If a group of people gave help to Australians such that their lives and that of those immediately around them are in danger, we have a moral obligation to help them.
Mohammad Omar Shezgat is the governor of Uruzgan province, where Australian troops served for almost two decades. He says it's up to Australia to save its Afghan staff.
This is the right of the people if they want asylum, and Australia is offering them asylum.
As coalition forces leave, the Taliban is rapidly claiming vast swathes of territory, leaving the country on the brink of a full-scale civil war. But the governor believes his province won't be among those to fall into Taliban hands, and neither will the former Australian base.
We have so many forces here, so many security measures and security plans. If the Taliban attack Tarin Kot, they will be repelled.
Despite the resurgence of the Taliban and pockets of Al-Qaeda still in Afghanistan, the former Prime Minister has no regrets about sending Australians to fight.
Now, our original mission was to deny Al-Qaeda the capacity to repeat what it did on the 11th of September 2001, and there's no doubt that that was achieved. Now, over the years, of course, different attitudes were taken, and the contribution that we made, which was originally at the sharp end of the operation, morphed into something a little different. But nonetheless, it was very much about securing the anti-Taliban forces in Afghanistan.
The federal government is expected to confirm in the coming days that Australia has completed its troop withdrawal. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.